Palestinian Authority officials say caretaker Prime Minister Rami Hamdullah has built a consensus to lead a unity government. The new administration is expected to end a seven-year rift between the West Bank-based Fatah and Gaza-based Hamas movements. In April, they decided to put differences aside and hold reconciliation talks. The European Union bans the imports of poultry and eggs from Israeli settlements. An EU official in Tel Aviv said the ruling was issued based on guidelines which came into force in January. They ban dealings with firms in Israeli settlements. Russia and China block a UN Security Council resolution that would have referred Syria to the International Criminal Court. The French-drafted text accused both sides of the conflict of war crimes and crimes against humanity. It is the fourth time an anti-Syria resolution is vetoed. Russia called the document a publicity stunt. A nighttime curfew is underway across Thailand after the military announced a coup and the suspension of the constitution. The army says it wants to launch political reforms. Many key political figures are detained and some others, including ousted Premier Yingluck Shinawat, are ordered to report to the military. Activists in the Ecuadorian capital Quito have taken to the streets against the U.S. energy giant Chevron. Demonstrators accuse the corporation of a track record on human rights violations and environmental damage in areas it operates. They have urged all consumers to boycott Chevron products. At least 32 people have died in Iraq in three separate bomb attacks in and around the capital, Baghdad. The attacks come as Shia pilgrims were preparing to attend the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Musa Kazim, the seventh Shia imam, over the weekend. Turkey has begun exporting the first cargo of crude oil from Iraq's Kurdistan region to international markets. The Turkish energy minister says the export of the KRG oil cargo that was equal to 1 million barrels will be carried out through Turkey's Mediterranean port of Ceyhan. In Ukraine, pro-Russian armed men have seized four coal mines in the city of Luhansk, demanding miners provide them with explosives. Meanwhile, at least 17 soldiers were killed in the Donetsk region when pro-Russian gunmen opened fire on a military checkpoint near the town of Volnovakha.